Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Best football player I've ever seen. Yeah. And the good thing is he still is. So that's a positive thing. Special kid, special player. And to have him work with Coach Reed has been a blessing for our organization and the Chiefs kingdom. So hopefully we have a lot more Super Bowls to win with him. And we're excited to get after the next one.
That is Kansas City Chiefs general manager Brett Veach. So one of the things we're going to do now that we're for the most part, I think, through the free agency, you know, a lot of the signings or at least agreements are done. And trades and everything. And this time of year, we tend to start thinking about the draft. But what we're going to do over the next couple of weeks, we'll go through the opponents that are on the Bills' schedule. We've already done the division. So the non-AFC East opponents that are on the Bills' schedule, get caught up with someone who covers each of these teams and basically find out how their offseason has gone, who they've lost, who they've added, what their needs are, what they might be thinking about shifting to the draft, and what's going to happen with these future Bills' opponents. We're going to start with the defending Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs. And joining us from 610 Sports in Kansas City is Cody Tapp. Cody is with us right now on our Westar Hotline. Cody, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, and thanks for coming on with us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
So let's start with key losses in the offseason for Kansas City. Who have they lost of note?
Well, you know, that's the funny thing, I guess. They haven't really lost much yet because they franchise-tagged Chris Jones. And we're still kind of waiting what's going to happen with wide receiver Sammy Watkins. So we don't really have much information on that just yet. Beyond that, the guys that they've lost that are the most important are probably the secondary. Rashad Breeland, who I think they're interested in bringing back but haven't yet, and Kendall Fuller out of the secondary. Other than that, they're returning a pretty large swath of their team from last year. So, you know, there might be an offensive lineman here or a defensive player here, but no one major of note yet. Although there's still a possibility they could move Chris Jones, there's still a pretty good possibility they could lose Sammy Watkins or lose Bashaud Breeland. So some of those, like, who they could lose things are still kind of up in the air for them, which is, I guess, a little bit bizarre at this stage.
I know. He's a former Bill, so I was just curious about Reggie Ragland. Anything? Was that a loss at all or didn't matter?
Well, you know, he just didn't have much of a – he wasn't much of a scheme fit for them. So, and, you know, I think that got said about him in Buffalo, but he was playing more under previous defensive coordinator Bob Sutton. He was a really good leader, and they found kind of like a valuable role for him. But he was also like a 25-30% snap guy, and so that typically you say, okay, we can replace, right? Like, it's nice to have a linebacker who can play those important snaps, but 25-30%, we think we can replace that. And so I think from this perspective, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if he was still around, just like Cam Irving. They're good players. But they're not starters, and so those are the kind of players you lose a lot after a Super Bowl year. So I don't think people here are looking at it as a major loss.
The other question that you talked about, you know, a couple things that might still happen. When you get to the level where the Chiefs are at last year and again this year, maybe the story shifts to, can you keep everybody? You know, can you extend everybody and keep everybody happy in terms of contracts? And I'll get to Sammy Watkins in a second. I know they just re-signed DeMarcus Robinson. Have they been able to keep whatever key free agents they've had? And do you see them in terms of cap space and trying to keep that roster together? Do they have a few years window here, or is that going to be an issue at all?
No, I mean, they only have, as of this morning, only $177 in cap space.
Oh, okay, that's so, not much.
No, they're up against it. But there are still moves to be made. Sammy Watkins, whether he restructures in Kansas City or gets cut, they can save anywhere between $14 million and however much they could reduce his pay cut to. So they could save some money there immediately. And the idea would be, hopefully, they could work out a long-term extension with Chris Jones and get that $16.5 million cap hit for this year worked down as well. So they've got a little more room than that number would indicate. But, yeah, they have been holding on to a lot of players, more so than I would normally recommend for any team in any given year. But, you know, here in Kansas City, we've wondered kind of aloud whether or not that was because they're worried about what the off season in the NFL looked like. And if the off season isn't the same or people can't work out the same way, then maybe sticking with the players you have means if they don't get an OTA, you're okay.
Yeah.
So they seem like they're running a lot of their free agents back. You know, when free agency started, nobody really thought DeMarcus Robinson was coming back. We all just kind of assumed he was gone. But he was only a $1 million salary cap hit for them. And apparently the other two offers he was getting were not any higher than that. So why not?
Yeah.
I mean, for Kansas City, we like that kind of deal. But, yeah, it seems like more than in a normal year, they're holding on to a big chunk of their roster.
So you mentioned Sammy Watkins. First off, do they want him back? If so, how does it work?
So I think they do. And I would tell you that there's a better chance now than when free agency started again. It's just going to have to come in a restructure. I could see it coming with a one-year paper extension, so essentially a team option for Kansas City, because right now the going rate for a wide receiver who performed the way he did the last couple of years is, I don't know, between $7 and $10 million. He would make $7 million just by getting cut by the Chiefs, so they'd have to pay him more than that. But if they just pay him $1 or $2 million more, if he'll take a restructure down to $9 million a year or $10 million a year, then the Chiefs can get a player of Sammy Watkins caliber at, you know, $2 or $3 million a year is, I guess, the hypothetical way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get a better wide receiver on the market for $2 million than you can get Sammy Watkins? And the answer is probably no. So that's why I feel like they do want him back. He knows the system. He wasn't a huge performer, but, you know, he's a 600, 700-yard receiver. You know, and we'll get in the end zone, and obviously it was really big in the Super Bowl. So I think if they can get that deal done and restructure for around that $10 million mark, anything under that, and I feel like that's a win for the Chiefs.
LeSean McCoy is done, right, as far as Kansas City is concerned?
Yeah. Yeah, they're just, you know, with Darwin Thompson being in his second year, and they're going to be looking at running back probably in either the draft or the undrafted free agency market. So they've already pretty much announced that LeSean McCoy is not going to be back. But that's, you know, like Kansas City obviously got a lot out of Damian Williams, too, in the Super Bowl. So I'm assuming some of that is just, you know, the last 5 or 6 weeks, LeSean McCoy really wasn't much of a factor. So that was an easy one to let go as well.
We're with Cody Tapp from 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. So you touched on a moment ago on the draft. As you look at the roster now, are there any needs? And if there are, where are they for Kansas City?
Yeah, corner is one, because they haven't signed any of those guys they've let go yet. So that's like top of the list is cornerback. But they also need a linebacker because, you know, Hitchens, you know, is still going to be a 60, 75% guy, and they could use an off-ball linebacker or even just a coverage linebacker, both, honestly. So that was probably the weakness of their defense last year. So they'll look there. And then, you know, I still hopeful that they'll look at young wide receivers. DeMarcus is only on a one-year deal. They're not guaranteed Watkins is back. And I'm hopeful to look at, you know, a deep wide receiver class. But then all the other spots are kind of the normal spots. Like, you know, they'll probably look at running backs in the draft. I hope they don't take one of the first. They'll look at offensive linemen because they've let a couple of those go. But all pretty minor needs beyond that. They're not desperate, obviously, for every position. But cornerback and linebacker at the top. You know, running back, wide receiver, offensive lineman, those are all going to be on the list, too. And defensive lineman, if they were to trade Chris Jones, would skyrocket. But if they traded Chris Jones, they'd have more picks to address that, obviously.
Hey, last thing I want to ask you about the division, Cody, because the Bills play the division. Outside of Kansas City, in terms of what's been going on this offseason with, I got to make sure I get used to saying Vegas.
Yeah.
With the rest of the teams in the division, with Vegas, you got a new quarterback, whoever it is, with L.A., you got Denver apparently turning to Drew Lock. Are there any other threats in the division? Anybody worried about anybody else out there?
No, I mean, I think the Chiefs aren't really, there's no real reason. They've had three losses in the division, really, since Andy Reid took over. So, it, you know, after year one or two, so like three losses in the last like 5 years in the division. So the Chiefs don't worry about him.
Yeah.
I think personally the Broncos are the most improved team in the offseason if Drew Lock can be a capable quarterback. But that is a huge if, and we just don't know yet. The Chargers, not worried about them until they go with someone besides Tyrod Taylor. and then the Raiders are going to need another good draft, and then, you know, making sure they don't create their own controversy, deciding on whoever's going to be the best quarterback for them. So the Broncos and the Raiders, I think, are around 500 teams, and especially if there are seven playoff teams this year, I can easily see the Broncos making it or the Raiders being in contention. But the Chargers, as good as they've got a pretty good roster, but until you've got quarterback, there's just no real reason to fear them.
Cody Tapp with us from Kansas City, 610 Sports, as we start looking at what the other Bills opponents have done this offseason so far. Cody, thanks for your time this morning, and stay safe.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.